Henry and Steve back, you know, there really is a need for kingdom ministers today.
Yeah, it's so much of what used to hold people together is falling apart.
Yeah.
So church was part of a fabric that held things together. And then within that structure, there was families, extended families. I mean, after church, we would go to my grandma's house and my uncles and aunts, cousins.
Yeah.
All those things sort of held people together. And now family situations are falling apart.
Yes.
Families are living at opposite ends of countries and states and provinces.
Immigration and migration.
And people are moving more often, so they don't have as many roots. People had a church, and then, you know, they moved, and then they didn't find a church. And so there's a lot of church dropout,
right?
Family dropout. Companies moving. So people, I think, are feeling sort of disconnected. And so the need for someone to help, you know, because life can be hard.
Right.
You're sort of coping, you're doing okay, but then one of your kids goes off the deep end, or your spouse decides she's done with the marriage, or all these things that happen in our lives, or sicknesses and so on. And then we don't have anything to fall back on. We don't have that fabric that used to hold us together. And so for most people, really, the strongest fabric that they have is going to work every day.
Right. And or being in a set of relationships of people they count on.
Right.
And but they are not necessarily local church relationships.
Right. Right.
So there's circles of relations, connection everywhere, but the church circle is becoming less and less populated, like in the United States, 60%, according to Pew Research, do not attend church. In Great Britain, you know, it's like 91%.
But even people,
89%.
But even people that are going to church, a lot of times they're part of a mega church, and they don't feel connected.
Yeah.
How many times did you or I got asked to do a wedding when they go to a big church?
Yeah.
It's just they didn't know the minister, and they know you.
Right.
So we see that happening more and more, that the opportunity for ministry is in your ordinary connections, more and more and more. So we're, with a course like this, we're trying to help people succeed in actually leading where the need is the greatest.
You know, in the African nations, there are some countries where 70-80% attend church.
Right.
So it's crazy.
Right.
But there, we're being proactive. Hey, let's get the kingdom ministers out there. If these kingdom ministers would have been out there 30, 40 years ago, it would probably be a difference in some of these Western countries. So in Western nations, we have a little catch-up to do, but we know that God is God. He has salvation. He has hope. His Holy Spirit's poured out. We're going back to some of the conditions of the early church where the need for kingdom ministers, kingdom pastors is before us, and we all are in this together.
Right, right. And so probably we are at more of that first couple of centuries time where the minister influence wasn't that great. I mean, there weren't that many.
Right.
Right. So it was the ordinary person who has a sphere of influence, and then they became a Christian, and they just started sharing what's going on in their life. And we're probably back to that kind of scenario again, where the greatest effect. I mean, I thought, you know, when I was in school, you know, both of us are very creative, entrepreneurish. I was thinking along those lines. And then God called me to ministry, right? But I was thinking back then sort of this dualism that I either have to go into ministry and give my life to God or do something else.
Right. They're secular, sacred. Those were philosophic terms that you would hear at even Christian universities. We're going to talk about the sacred now.
Yes.
And the secular was everything else.
Right. And so I think both of us, you know, we had such a powerful desire to serve God that we chose the only thing that was an option at that time, right?
There's two options.
Right. And so but it was a false dualism.
It was.
I mean,
It was.
Both of us could have easily gone into the business world and been just as influential in the Christian world
right.
as going into the church.
Right. And, you know, and I think that dualism came really around the 3rd or 4th century in history, and it became more of the clergy, and the clergy were responsible really for within a local church. It was very much a paid position, whereas in the early days of the early Christianity, it was a more volunteer, bivocational. Philemon, for instance, we mentioned in the last session, was not paid right. in ministry, but neither was a whole host of others like Paul and Barnabas, who actually sold a field to support others. Philemon, we mentioned there's Priscilla and Aquila. And the list goes on. Andronicus and Junia, great among the apostles. So there really was a precedent right. for this. Now, having said this, be very clear, we're not saying receiving your income as a full-time minister is wrong. No,
no
way.
No.
We think this is all excellent.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
we were pastors for many years, yeah. and it was excellent.
Yeah.
All we're saying is the times are of such yeah. that this category of kingdom minister
right.
is rising up and becoming yes. an opportunity
yeah. right.
for maybe you to consider it. You know, I have a job. I love my job. I have a business. I love my business. I am a professional. I love being that. I am a homemaker.
And
I have lots of
it.
Time. I'm good at it. I'm supported by my husband who is out there working. I'm retired and I have time on my hands now. I don't want to receive pay for the gospel, but I really want to build the kingdom.
Right.
So
right.
these are some that dualism is breaking apart.
I think it's breaking apart, and in some ways, it's about time. In some ways,
yes.
what we're saying is we need all hands on deck.
Yes.
To bring the love of God to the people today, and let's not waste all the influence we already have. I think that I know for myself, I went to school for 8 years. To become a minister. So I got
right.
taken out of the world, and then I got parachuted into a place, and then all of a sudden I had to get to know people. I didn't know any neighbors. I didn't have any influence whatsoever.
Right, right, right.
And I had to start from zero, especially with unchurched people.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was preaching to the church people, but in terms of I had to join a softball thing, I joined a golf league. I had to start
right.
from zero.
Right.
And what we're saying is you're already there.
Mm-hmm.
You already have an influence. How can you make the most of the influence that God has given you through your hard work, through your giftedness, through your entrepreneur attitude, or whatever it might be that has created the influence that you have? You've been working at it all this time with all the gifts and abilities that you have. You're already there.
So, Steve, if this dualism breaks down, where we see like categories of kingdom ministers, and then we're still maintaining
yep.
church ministers,
yep.
okay? So we, but in terms of like the divide is
yeah.
broke down.
Yeah.
What are some of the takeaways that will come out of this?
Well, I think pastors and church leaders that are in the business world will start seeing themselves more as colleagues
right.
and not this clergy, this big distinction.
Right.
That we're on the same team, we're just in different spheres. And I know you want to talk about how the two to go together and the cross-lining and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff?
No, we're going to do that next
time. Okay,
yeah.
okay.
Mm-hmm. Just the takeaway of the breakdown of the dualism.
Yeah, I think the breakdown of the dualism doesn't mean that there aren't kingdom ministers and church
right.
ministers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those are different things.
Yes,
but instead of like being separated, where one hand doesn't know what the other's doing, they should be like working together. They
right.
should be on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that in the next session about how to do that.
Another takeaway that I could see out of this is the access to a new understanding of the word minister.
Yeah.
You know, I could see now, I could see a young person before they go to college becoming a commended kingdom pastor and just getting ready to minister to people at the university, because at the university the need is really great. I can see, you know, doctors who, you know, who are like trained as medical professionals, but they also are ministers. And I think that's a powerful thing. I know over the years, I remember what Rich used to do. Rich DeVos would bring us to a Magic game, and he would say, "And here's Henry and Steve, and they're ministers." Okay, so he put that there. Now, what's interesting, just the designation of minister changes the game. And we had so many conversations with people. I remember that one guy who was writing a book, didn't go to church. He had a long conversation with you. And I remember all of these things because, you know, titles are important. And it reflected the fact that you are someone who's interested in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And now the access to have a lot more people to be part of that is another takeaway if the dualism has broke down.
That in some ways, as ministers, we've had an advantage.
Some
people don't realize this. They're thinking maybe we have a disadvantage. But the truth is we have an advantage. Because it puts the most important topic on the table without us working at it.
No, it's like, he's a minister. Well, then things of God are of interest to him. And I have a question about the things of God.
And people, so all of a sudden the conversation becomes, takes on a more spiritual plane with no effort.
I always loved... I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. I remember in the years when Brett Favre was young there, and they got the Minister of Defense, Reggie White. And how many times did the broadcasters bring that up and even had features about him doing ministry? Just because it was the Minister of Defense. And he always was somebody who I remember thinking, that is so awesome. You get this football player as a minister. You know, so in the world of athletics and so forth, if that is, if the dualism is broke down and you actually go through a program and get trained as a minister appropriate to your calling and interests, that becomes a powerful thing.
I think it not only does it help, let's say, the kingdom minister, you know, minister better, but I think if you and I had been if we had been in the church at that time and or at this time, I think the honor and respect that you business ministers would bring to the whole ministry
would be helpful. That's what Marty brought to the church I was planting. And if you'd been called a minister, it would have even been better. Because then it would have been like, he's called to ministry.
And ministers are, because a lot of people have a certain view of a minister in a church, right? They're kind of nice. They're not very aggressive. They're not very entrepreneurish. They're very, in a way, a stodgy kind of, that's people's view of it, right? But if kingdom ministers were out there and you have a Marty and you have a Rich DeVos and you have all these different people and they're called ministers, just think of what that would do for the whole team.
The whole team, The takeaway here is that access would then start creating critical mass. And you can see how in the early church they got critical mass that way. Where they all of a sudden, you know, in fact, we even see in Romans about, you know, so-and-so is part of Caesar's household and so-and-so is part of, you know, you see that the penetration into the culture was even stronger and stronger. So as we end this, the kind of takeaway of this message is as you start hearing about this, ask yourself, is this me? Do I already, by default, am a minister, a pastor, but there's like, it's not clear about how those lines are.
And haven't you felt that burning in your heart? That, you know, you want to do more. You want to, you know, be used by God, you know, to the fullest. You want to succeed at whatever it is you're doing. But the broad umbrella is how do I help in the kingdom?
You know, I want to end this by just telling you all what tipped the balance for me on this program. It was basically the Christian wedding officiants that are coming left and right everywhere, who are asked by a niece or an employee or, you know, someone they know to do their wedding. Now, at first, they check out the internet and they mm-hmm. check out and they go, oh, the Universal Life Church or some yeah. place like that. And they, you know, and many of them actually get the quick online ordination.
Send your money and get
yeah.
the thing.
But then something doesn't sit quite right with them. So what they do is like, well, we really should get some training. If we're going to be called an officiant, we should figure that out. So they go on, they find Christian Leaders Institute and the Alliance. And so the event occurs, and it's so incredible that somebody would see them as a Christian spiritual leader, an officiant. Next thing you know, doors are opening everywhere. So these officiants are coming back like, wow! So now they're taking more classes and more classes and more classes because that word minister.
Right.
So as we develop this, we're going to talk about this later, we're actually in the kingdom pastor role, which is part of the kingdom minister program. We're going to actually require that you become a wedding officiant because it's so crazy powerful when all of a sudden your sphere of influence see that you love Jesus Christ. You want to serve Jesus Christ. You are ministering to people as God puts them in their lives.
In some ways, historically, right, the captain of a ship
yes.
would do weddings.
Yeah, he's right. That's a good point.
Because he's the leader mm-hmm. in that group. What are you going to do? You're at sea. And you know, so there's the leader that was there.
Right.
And so in some ways, you're the leader that's there.
Right.
If they don't go to a church, you are the pastor.
You are the pastor.
And so how do you respond to their needs?
Very good.